I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Babies born during the COVID-19 pandemic are behind in their language development. That's the findings of a recent study comparing infants born during the pandemic with infants born during the previous years. Social isolation and face mask wearing enforced during the pandemic made it difficult for infants to explore, socialize and interact at a critical point in their language developmental stage. I spoke to Dr. Susan Byrne from the Royal College of Surgeons in Ireland, who carried out this research, to tell us more about these findings and what we can do about it.
So the study is called the CORAL study, and it recruited over 350 babies that were born in the first 3 months of the pandemic. And the aim of the study was to follow these babies up to the age of two, to look at their development over the course of time.
What have you discovered?
So we looked at 10 developmental milestones in babies who were born during the pandemic at about 12 months of life, and compared that to 10 developmental milestones in a group of historic babies that were born about 10 years before in Ireland. And we discovered that most of the developmental milestones were met in a similar way. The babies born during the pandemic were just slightly less likely to have one word with meaning, to be able to point or to wave bye-bye. Now, those differences were very small. But we also discovered that the babies were slightly more likely to be able to crawl.
In terms of these social developmental skills, what challenges do you think the pandemic presented?
The pandemic brought with it something that we hadn't seen before. So the health measures that were instituted, the very necessary health measures that were instituted before the advent of the vaccinations, were social isolation and mask wearing. And I think these presented challenges to everybody. And one of the reasons that the study was started was people were wondering how this might impact on babies born during the pandemic.
What message do you have for concerned parents, and what can we do to ensure that this is addressed?
We were able to look at our demographic information, and we could tell that at birth, these babies, on average, their families were only meeting one other person outside the home. At 6 months, only three people had kissed the baby, and this included parents. And at 1 year, one in four children hadn't met another child their own age. And I think really, when you look at the milestones of the ones that they hadn't achieved, they were things that would be influenced by being out in the world and being out and about in the world. So, for example, waving bye-bye. If people aren't allowed to come to your home, you're not able to wave bye-bye because you're not used to people leaving and doing that. And then with regard to pointing, so babies learn to point usually between about 9 and 12 months of age because they're really interested in what's happening and they're developing language and they're not, you know, they won't know what the word is for anything. So if they've been at home with their moms and dads and siblings having a lovely time at home, they're really familiar with, so they're not out kind of wondering what's that and pointing so that the parent will say the words. While these findings might worry parents, that really now that the pandemic restrictions have lifted, that their babies are going to be extremely excited about exploring the world. There was a really lovely description of this, that a comedian was on a panel show and she had had a baby born during the pandemic. And she said that about 9 or 10 months, she went to the park with the baby and she saw the baby, another baby, and that obviously her child had never seen a baby before. And she said she could look at her child and she could see her thinking, oh my gosh, I thought I was the only baby in the world. And really, babies are exceptionally inquisitive and social little people. And what they want to do is they want to go and explore the world.
What message do you have for policymakers?
So I think that it's really important from the information that we have from this study and from other studies. We know that children in general, not just babies born during the pandemic, but school-aged children, have had a really different experience to children from previously. And that it's really important that things like universal developmental screening, resources for children, schooling for children is really heavily invested in